So if you notice, like we've been talking about the crib. I talked about it a few weeks ago that I was upstairs and I was taking down decorations and I saw the wooden crib and I was like, okay, am I going to take it down this year? It's pretty big. We've got that hole in the ceiling. You got to get it down that stairwell. And something just kept nagging at me all week long. Bring it down. Bring it down. And not just bring it down. Make it the central piece. And so that's what we've done. And so what we've been talking about is, what does this crib have in there for me? What's in the crib for me? The manger crib. What's in the manger crib for me? As we come into Christmas, I want you to ask yourself that question. And what we came to last week, I couldn't be here, but you guys did a great job of putting your heart into the crib. We figured out that we have to put something in before we can take anything out. And so if anyone wasn't here, I have cards here, and I just want you to put your name on there, and then we'll get a piece of tape. I've got some tape here, and we'll tape it to the crib. We're going to put our hearts into the crib. The manger crib where Jesus is born. So before we can take anything out of the crib, we have to put something in. We have to put ourselves in there. But I also was asking the question, is what's in the crib for me? What can I expect? And the word anticipation kept coming on me last week. I kept thinking about anticipation and where would God lead me with that verse? And he led me to Mary. And if you think about it, Mary is anticipating the birth of her child. Mary is anticipating the birth of the Son of God. So for today, I want you to put yourself in the place of Mary. You know that song, Mary, Did You Know? I love that song. I wonder what she knew. As she was preparing, as she was moving on to Bethlehem, what did she know? As she has this encounter with the angel Gabriel, which we'll talk about today, what did she know? What did she feel? So for a moment today, I want you to become Mary, anticipating the birth of this child. I'm going to start by just reading the verses. Luke 1:26 to 38. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." I want you to say, "I am highly favored. I am highly," and I want you to own this, "I am highly favored. I am highly favored by God." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid." Repeat with me, "Do not be afraid." I am not afraid. I am not afraid. Do not be afraid. Mary, you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end. "How will this be," Mary asked, "since I am a virgin?" The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her own age. And she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May your words to me be fulfilled. Then the angel left her. I want to start with verse 34 here. Mary says, how will this be? As we look at what we expect coming out of the crib, as we put our hearts in the crib, as we look at what God can do for us this Christmas, maybe that's our question. How will this be? What will God have for me? Yes, verse 35, the angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Now you got to put yourself in Mary's place for a minute. All of a sudden she has this encounter with an angel. And the first thing the angel says is, do not be afraid, because I would imagine if you see an angel, and I'm thinking that angel is going to be towering like to that ceiling right there, the first thing you would be doing is kind of shivering in your boots. You'd be like, what's going on here? You'd be seeing all this glory and all this light and all this magnificent angel before you. And I would imagine you'd be a little overwhelmed. And so the angel says to her, do not be afraid. And then the angel says, the Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. I want you to think of that for a minute. Overshadow you. What does that mean? Covering me. Enveloping me, overshadowing me. I think of that angel towering over me. The shadow of that angel coming, it would just make me look so small. When God's presence is here, we look so small. But we are also so large in His eyes. The Holy Spirit will overshadow you. So as I said, for a moment, we're going to get to be Mary. As Mary, the Holy Spirit is coming upon us this day. Can you feel it? Even close your eyes. I see some of you closing your eyes and feel the Holy Spirit just overshadow you right now. The Holy Spirit will come on you, Mary. And the power of the Most High will overshadow you, Mary. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Now I want to take us to a place today. I want us to be Mary. And Mary is giving birth to the Son of God. Now how can we relate with Mary in giving birth to the Son of God this Christmas? What does this crib have for us today? Today we put in hay, a foundation. We put in, each week we said we were going to put something else differently in here. And today there's some hay in here, which is actually kind of a foundation. And just like the foundation in that crib, we have a foundation in the Word. And the Word of God is true. The Word of God is powerful. It is our foundation. And it is the Word of God that is coming to Mary. It's the Word of God that is coming to us right now, that we will give birth. Now, the guys in here might say, like, what are you talking about? What do you mean I'm going to be given birth? I can see you looking at me kind of incredulously. Like, I can't get, like, it's kind of like you're like, Mary, I can't do this, Tom. I can't do this, God. I can't give birth. I'm a guy. The Holy Spirit will overshadow you. And you will give birth to the Son of God. So what I'm saying here is not only Mary is going to be giving birth on Christmas Day, so are we. Continuing. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child, the angel says to her, in her old age. And she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. Mary's cousin Elizabeth is already getting ready to give birth to John the Baptist. And she was older than your grandmother, as is sometimes what I tell people. And it was impossible, absolutely impossible for her physically to give birth. And the angel saying, look, God has already done this and he's about to do it again. Only this time it's going to be with the Holy Spirit. Nothing is impossible with God. The angel continues, for no word from God will ever fail. I want us to underline word here for a minute. No word from God will ever, isn't that true? As we give up prayer every week and we see 100% healing, 100% restoration, it is the word of God that we stand on. You know, I'm looking at Connie and I have this little book called God's Promises, and I even have it here. And it's just a book of all the different verses, all the promises of God. I was listening to this other preacher this week, and then he was talking about how we can own every promise of God. That as we read anything in the Word, we can own it. That is our DNA. That is our ancestry. That is who we are. The Word of God is part of us. And haven't we been talking about that? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and the Word became, and the Word became flesh. Jesus is the Word. We will be giving birth to the Word on Christmas. Are you getting excited yet? Are you getting ready yet? You are going to give birth to the Word of God on Christmas Day. Maybe it's a word for yourself. Maybe God is going to speak to you personally. I know he will. Maybe you're going to have a conversation with a friend who's hurting, who's in need, or has some of that kind of that pain we were just talking about in our prayer, that emotional pain, that physical pain, that circumstantial pain. And maybe you'll be giving a word. That's why that little book is so powerful, because it's all the promises of God, all the words of God, all of the covenant of God that he has told us is true. So as we get ready for Christmas, we get ready for the truth. And the truth is, as Luanda was speaking it, that God loves us. He loves us so much that he sent his only son here. I mean, Jesus is up in heaven. And he volunteers to come here. You know, we're all trying to get to heaven, and he comes here so he can bring us there. See, I'm telling you, this idea that the Holy Spirit is overshadowing us, this idea that we can give birth to the Son of God, is not so crazy. Not in the spiritual realm. When Jesus leaves this earth in Easter, and like I said before, you can't celebrate Christmas without Easter, or Easter without Christmas. When Jesus leaves here, he sends the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit comes upon us and lives in us. Jesus is giving birth inside of us of himself. He gives himself. That was even in our lyrics today, that he gives himself. That was in our readings today, that he gives himself. You know, in Christmas, what do you like to do? Give a gift or receive a gift? Which one?
Yeah.
Predominantly, the answer is we like to give a gift. But God has it so tightened up. He not only gives us a gift, we give him a gift back. We give our lives, we give our hearts, and he gives us his son. We are just like Mary. The Holy Spirit is overshadowing us right now. We are anticipating. We've just met the angel Gabriel. He's just given us a word, a promise, a covenant. And no word will ever fail from God. And look what Mary says. This should be our response. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May your word to me be fulfilled. Then the angel left her. May your word to me be fulfilled. That should be our cry this Christmas. That should be our call. That should be our praise. May your word to me be fulfilled. Your word that you love me. Your word that you came for me, because you ever have a child and you lose your child in like the department store? Hopefully not. I remember when I used to go to Cedar Point with my nieces, and I would just keep a close eye on them. I mean, I'm talking about within 5-10 feet. Like, no, you come over here. You're not getting lost in that crowd. I'll come after you. I'll come after you. God comes after us. He came after us by sending his son to us so that we could become like him. Jesus gave himself so we could become like him. We are to give birth to Jesus this year. And of course, you know, as many of the men in this room know, we can't physically do this. We're kind of like Nicodemus saying, well, what's going on with all that? But on a spiritual level, we most certainly can. Jesus is being birthed in us to change us, to transform us. So what will we do with this? Be like Mary. Be like Mary and take that word in. What's in the crib for me? The foundation. I told you each week we're going to put something else in here. Today we have the hay and the cloth, and we're all getting ready, anticipating, we're preparing for the birth of Jesus. This is the foundation of the crib. Our foundation is the Word of God. Our foundation is the Word of God, which is Jesus himself. When we read the Word, we read Jesus. When we speak the Word, we speak Jesus. Isn't that our song? I speak Jesus. When we pray with Jesus. When we ask for healing, we're asking for Jesus. It's all about Jesus. This entire book is about Jesus from cover to cover. It's all revealing him. It's all showing us the promises that God has for us, that he loves us unconditionally. So our assignment. I want us to get into the Word. As we go through getting prepared for Christmas, I want us to get into the Word. Because I don't think there's a better way of doing it. I want us each to read those verses I read at the beginning. Luke 1:26 to 38. I'll send it out on a text. But I want you to become Mary. Literally. As you read it, I want you to read it from her perspective. I want you to see the angel. I want you to hear the angel say to you that the Holy Spirit is overshadowing you. I want you to hear that you are highly favored. I want you to hear the words, do not be afraid. I want you to stand in the place of Mary. And I want you to say, may your word be fulfilled. And I want you to see what God's going to do. Because God has a miracle ready for each and every one of us. And that miracle is in that crib. What's the crib got for me? Today, a foundation, the Word of God. Let us pray. Dear Father God, we thank you for your miraculous nature. We thank you for your word. We thank you that you stand by your word. We thank you that you created all things by saying, let there be light, and there was light. Let there be animals, and there was animals. Let there be man, and there was man. We stand by your word, which is always true and never fails. We stand by your word, your promises, your covenants, your love of us. So as we get ready for Christmas, may we experience this overshadowing right now. May we feel your presence right now. And may we get ready to give birth. May we stand in Mary's shoes enough to give birth. May we have her attitude enough to give birth. May we have her faith enough to give birth. May we birth a spiritual reality of a new Tom, a new Mary, a new Kathy, a new Roman, a new person. May we be recreated, newborn, like this baby in this cradle. This we ask through the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.